Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the United States, President Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns over Syria. Hungary closed its border with Croatia at midnight on Friday to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in that country before traveling on to northern Europe. Final group of several hundred migrants was permitted to cross the border shortly before it was sealed off. A fence along the border has already been built to prevent unauthorized crossings. More than 380,000 migrants have entered Hungary since in 2015. Hungarian authorities anticipate that number to exceed 700,000 by the end of the year. Dozens have been killed in northeastern Nigeria after bomb blast in Borno State, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Nigerian emergency officials said Friday that two suicide bombers blew themselves up. Happened inside of a mosque in the state capital, Maiduguri. Blasts were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help for the first blast. The bombs were detonated while people were gathered for evening prayers. Dozens of people also wounded in that blast, and police telling the French news agency that the mosque was heavily damaged. While no one has claimed responsibility for the blast, the Boko Haram militant group in northeastern Nigeria has announced its intention to create a strict Islamic state. This is VOA News. Guinea completed its second-ever democratic presidential election last Sunday, but many are saying much work needs to be done now on how Guinea holds elections. Chris Stein has our report.
Preliminary results from 22 prefectures released by Guinea's Electoral Commission show President Alpha Conde in the lead over his challengers. Guinea's opposition has already alleged fraud and called for an annulment. Two major parties have withdrawn from the electoral process entirely. International observers from the European Union said they had not seen fraud in the election, but they complained about a number of irregularities in the vote, such as delays in opening the polls and disorganized voter rolls, both of which caused long waits for voters. A spokesman for the country's Electoral Commission was not available to comment on Friday. The elections could get messier still. The opposition is expected to call for demonstrations and perhaps challenge the results in court if Conde wins. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry.
Human Rights Watch has urged authorities in Nepal to immediately investigate and bring to justice the people responsible for killings and other violations during protest about a new constitution. The group said at least 45 people were killed during the protest earlier this year. Nepal decided to deliver a new constitution following the country's devastating earthquake in April. HRW said after nearly a decade of political stalemate, the country chose that vulnerable time to go forth with plans for a new constitution, leaving little time for consultations. President Obama and South Korean President Park Geun-hye demanded that North Korea abandon its nuclear ambitions. They met at the White House on Friday, and President Obama told reporters Pyongyang's nuclear missile program has achieved nothing, he said, except to deepen North Korea's isolation. He said he and President Park will never accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state. President Park blasted what she called North Korea's provocative actions, such as two South Korean soldiers who were wounded in August when a North Korean landmine exploded in the border region. In a joint statement, the leaders said the two allies are committed to countering North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, as well as other provocations. The Obama administration has closed the door on oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean off the shores of Alaska. That announcement came just weeks after Royal Dutch Shell said it would cease exploration in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas after spending upward of $7 billion in Arctic exploration. Company cited disappointing results from wells drilled in the Chukchi and the unpredictable federal regulatory environment. Environmental organizations widely opposed to Shell's plans quickly approved and applauded the news on Friday.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And you know, we like to celebrate birthdays here on Jazz America, so you're invited to another birthday party this week as we celebrate the great trumpeter from New Orleans, Wynton Marsalis. Wynton Marsalis, the great trumpeter, composer, band leader, director of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, and great educator too, was born in New Orleans, Louisiana on the 18th of October in 1961. He turns 54 this year, and not long ago inducted into the NEA Jazz Masters, that great Hall of Fame, along with the rest of his family, led by their patriarch, piano-playing Ellis Marsalis. A fitting tribute to the work of a wonderful family from the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans. We'll celebrate Wynton on this edition of Jazz America, but let's don't get too far ahead of ourselves. You know we like to celebrate birthdays. Well, here's another, and another great trumpet player. John Burks Dizzy Gillespie was born in South Carolina, also in the southern part of the United States of America, on the 21st of October in 1917. He died in 93 at the age of 75, so he would be 98 years old if he were around today, and maybe still blowing that horn at a high level. He heard Roy Eldridge when he was a young man. He taught himself how to play trombone and trumpet, but chose the trumpet after hearing Roy Eldridge, and then went on to become one of the innovators of jazz history, one of the kings of the music called bebop. Alongside Charlie Parker, they carved out what certainly became known as modern jazz from that point forward. Here's a taste of the music of Dizzy Gillespie along with Charlie Parker. Alongside them, Clyde Hart on piano, Remo Palmieri on guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums with a 1945 classic, Dizzy Gillespie's composition, Groovin' High, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
can do. Ooh, what little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, hearts are fluttered all day long. Only stutter is your poor tongue. Will not utter words, I love you. What little moonlight can do. Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, can't resist her, all you say. When you have kissed her, is ooh, what little moonlight can do.
One of the smoothest voices out there today, Josie James, from his latest release, Yesterday I Had the Blues, the music of Billie Holiday, another of the 2015 releases to celebrate the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday. Josie James, as I said, one of the finest voices, and he had one of the finest trios you could imagine working with him, too, on that song, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Jason Moran on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Eric Harland on the drums. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're celebrating the great trumpeter, composer, band leader, educator, director of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, Wynton Marsalis, who just happens to be from New Orleans, Louisiana, the birthplace of jazz. A few years ago, I had a chance to sit down with him, as I have a few times, and the topic of being from the South and the fact that he has been in New York longer than he's lived anywhere else in his life, and that's the same for me, too. I was born in the southern part of the United States of America, but have lived in New York City longer than anywhere else, just like Wynton. That topic came up in our conversation. Here's some thoughts from Wynton on that, and then we'll hear from his very first release ever, recorded when he was 19 years old.
When I walk by Columbus Circle, for folks that have never been to New York City, it's really sort of the center of the city in many, many ways, physically. Mm-hmm. And now when you go to that spot in New York City, right at the corner, southwest corner of Central Park, you will see two magnificent towers up above the city, and you will see the Time Warner Center, and right there in the corner is Rose Hall and Jazz at Lincoln Center. And when you saw that sign go up, tell me what you thought.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was exciting. The whole thing has been exciting to build the first ever halls constructed for the acoustics and the feeling of jazz. And it's been a tremendous effort on behalf of our entire organization, our board, our staff, all the musicians and orchestra. We've been working for a long time. The city government, people all around, the state government, everyone has pitched in to help us get our halls off the ground and try to create something new for jazz music.
So for people around the world, you can be assured of the fact that Americans do love their art. It seems like when you think about America from a long distance, you think that there are other priorities at play. But certainly art is fostered. In this case, it certainly has come through when you say winter.
Well, we're coming around. You know, we're a young country. And we, you know, it takes us a while because a lot of things are going on and our administration changes every 4 years. Sometimes it's eight. And we have a lot of different agendas and we have mass media. We have many things that are that reduce our people. But we are also a people that are always ascending. If you look at our country, the way it is now, as opposed to how it was 150 years from now, there have been tremendous improvements.
How much do you miss the South?
Well, I mean, I miss the South, but I've been up here for longer than I was in the South. I left home when I was 17.
And I miss the South, too. I mean, in a way.
Right.
You know, it's always there. It's in our voices. It's, right. But I'm walking through Jackson Square on the middle of July, seeing the steam come up from the ground.
From the cement. Yeah.
Listen, I know you got to go. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Thank you.
Wynton Marsalis showing off his mature playing style and writing style with the song Hesitation, his composition from the album that was his debut effort in 1982 when he was only 19 years old. He had come from New Orleans to study at the Juilliard School, the prestigious music school in New York City, and before he knew it, he was playing with some of the most famous people around, among them Tony Williams on drums and Ron Carter on the bass, and alongside him, his brother Branford Marsalis on the saxophone, the song Hesitation. You'll hear more of the music of Branford and Wynton together with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers later on Jazz America. But right now, here's some new music from the veteran pianist George Cables from his album In Good Company. The song is Mr. Anonymous on Jazz America from VOA 1. the terrific keyboard player George Cables with his latest work, the album In Good Company, here on Jazz America. I've got more of our celebration of Wynton Marsalis' 54th birthday coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And some folks have not only sent me email messages, but also tracked me down on Facebook. If you happen to have access to Facebook, you can just simply search for Russ Davis and get in touch with me there and keep up with everything that's going on here on Jazz America, because I always post each week's show details about it and how to listen to it right there on Facebook. And one of those folks that has gotten in touch with me, not only by email, but also Facebook, is a gentleman from Accra, Ghana, Oliver Kwanza. And Oliver, from time to time, stages events, jazz events in Accra at the Asylum Down Roundabout, as he did not too long ago with a show called Harps and Horns. It was a jazz crusade, he wrote to me in an email, and I hope it was a big success, as all of the jazz events in Accra, Ghana, a very culturally active city, happened to be, according to Oliver Kwanza. Thank you, Oliver, for getting in touch. And in honor of the horns part of what you guys are doing over there in Ghana, here is the great horn player, Stephen Bernstein, who plays the slide trumpet alongside the rest of his band he calls Sex Mob. Let's enjoy a song from their album Theater and Dance that is a composition by the great Duke Ellington. Here is The Mooch on Jazz America.
morning, Monday morning. I'm alone and crying the blue. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief. And I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
One of the great voices in jazz today, Gregory Porter, with Paul Zauner's Blue Brass from the album Great Voices of Harlem, with the classic song Moanin'. Hope you enjoyed that as we investigated the bluesy side of jazz vocalizing these days with that classic remake. This is Russ Davis, and speaking of the blues, that's the topic of my conversation that I enjoyed as we sat down in the studios and the conference halls and the beautiful performance center that is Jazz at Lincoln Center in the center of Manhattan, to have this conversation with the birthday boy, 54 years old, as of this week on the 18th of October, Wynton Marsalis.
What I feel from my understanding of music, that first it was the blues and then it was jazz. And to me, blues, I consider folk music. So maybe I'm, you know, it's good.
Blues is folk music.
Yeah.
There's an element of blues that is folk music. Mm. There is an element of blues that is fine art. Duke Ellington is one of the greatest fine artists of blues music. Mm. But there are elements of the American popular song that would have to be considered fine art. Hoagy, Carmichael, Cole Porter, George Gershwin. Mm. Rhapsody in Blue is got to be considered fine art. American in Paris, Porgy and Bess, that's fine art. And this blues is all through that. Mm-hmm. Some pieces are actually blueses. So, I mean, in terms of the form of it. The blues is kind of a wild card in all of music.
Mm.
It's a music that is not understood. It's a part of almost any American music that is good from the 20th century to today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not easily definable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny when I hear balalaika music or I hear somebody playing a kora, something from Mali, I'm saying that's their blues, you know. We had ours and they have theirs, their own indigenous deepest deepest the music flamenco, from their soul, flamenco, absolutely.
The Cantejando. But the thing that separates blues from a lot of that is the blues has all of that and then other things.
Yes.
So the blues is that, and it's also a pentatonic scale of Eastern music. It's also the three fundamental chords of Western music. It's also the 6-6-8 and the 4-4 of African music. It's also the call and response of an American, uniquely American, direct call and response. It's also a major and a minor mode at the same time.
Mm.
It's also the amen cadence of church music.
Mm.
It's also near notes of Eastern, of Middle Eastern music.
Mm-hmm.
So the blues is a very, very difficult to get a bead on.
Mm. And as Wynton said, there are many facets of the blues. Let's get a little take on the bluesy side of things from Wynton Marsalis with a cut from one of my personal favorite Wynton albums, Levy Low Moan, Soul Gestures in Southern Blue, Volume 3. And from that, here's his composition, Jig's Jig, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Celebrates his 60th birthday on the 21st of October. That's a cut from his latest release, Floating, titled Arcata. And more of our celebration of Wynton Marsalis next hour.